March 7th. Psalms 7, 37, 67, 97, 127. Proverbs 7. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 12 1-31. New Testament, John 16 1-33. Psalms 7. One Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. Save me from all those who pursue me, and deliver me. 2. Lest they tear apart my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. 3. Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands. 4. If I have rewarded evil to him who is at shalom with me. Yes, I have delivered him who without cause was my adversary. 5. Let the enemy pursue my soul, and overtake it. Yes, let him tread my life down to the eretz, and lay my glory in the dust. Selah. 6. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the rage of my adversaries. Awake for me. You have commanded judgment. 7. Let the congregation of the people surround you. Rule over them on high. 8. The Lord administers judgment to the peoples. Judge me, Lord, according to my righteousness, and to my integrity that is in me. 9. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous. Their minds and hearts are searched by the righteous God. 10. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. 11. God is a righteous judge. Yes, a God who is indignation every day. 12. If a man doesn't relent, he will sharpen his sword. He has bent and strung his bow. 13. He has also prepared for himself the instruments of death. He makes ready his flaming arrows. 14. Behold, he travails with iniquity. Yes, he has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. 15. He has dug a hole, and has fallen into the pit which he made. 16. The trouble he causes shall return to his own head. His violence shall come down on the crown of his own head. 17. I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Elyon. Psalms 37. 1. Don't fret because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness. 2. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither like the green herb. 3. Trust in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land, and enjoy safe pasture. 4. Also delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do this. 6. He will make your righteousness go forth as the light, and your justice as the noonday sun. 7. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Don't fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who makes wicked plots happen. 8. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Don't fret, it leads only to evil doing. 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Yes, though you look for his place, he isn't there. 11. But the humble shall inherit the land, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of shalom. 12. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes at him with his teeth. 13. The Lord will laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. 14. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, to kill those who are upright in the way. 15. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, their bows shall be broken. 16. Better is a little that the righteous has, than the abundance of many wicked. 17. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. 18. The Lord knows the days of the perfect, their inheritance shall be forever. 19. They shall not be put to shame in the time of evil, in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. 20. But the wicked shall perish. The enemies of the Lord shall be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish, vanish like smoke. 21. The wicked borrow, and don't pay back, but the righteous give generously. 22. For such as are blessed by him shall inherit the land. Those who are cursed by him shall be cut off. 23. A man's goings are established by the Lord. He delights in his way. 24. Though he stumble, he shall not fall, for the Lord holds him up with his hand. 25. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. 26. All day long he deals graciously, and lends. His seed is blessed. 27. Depart from evil, and do good. Live securely forever. 28. For the Lord loves justice, and doesn't forsake his holy ones. They are preserved forever, but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. 29 The righteous shall inherit the land and live in it forever. 30 The mouth of the righteous talks of wisdom. His tongue speaks justice. 31 The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. 32 The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to kill him. 33 The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. 34 Wait for the Lord, and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. 35 I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. 36 But he passed away, and, behold, he was not. Yes, I sought him, but he could not be found. 37 Mark the perfect man, and see the upright. For there is a future for the man of Shalom. 38 As for transgressors, they shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. 39 But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. 40 The Lord helps them, and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked, and saves them, because they have taken refuge in him. Psalms 67. 1st of May God be merciful to us, bless us, and cause his face to shine on us. Selah. 2 That your way may be known on Eretz, and your Yeshua among all nations. 3 Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. 4 O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with equity, and govern the nations on Eretz. Selah. 5 Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. 6 The Eretz has yielded its increase. God, even our own God, will bless us. 7 God will bless us. All the ends of the Eretz shall fear him. Psalms, 97. 1 The Lord reigns. Let the Eretz rejoice. Let the multitude of islands be glad. 2 Clouds and darkness are around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. 3 A fire goes before him, and burns up his adversaries on every side. 4 His lightning lights up the world. The Eretz sees, and trembles. 5 The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole Eretz. 6 The heavens declare his righteousness. All the peoples have seen his glory. 7 Let all them be put to shame who serve engraved images, who boast in their idols. Worship him, all you gods. 8 Zion heard and was glad. The daughters of Yehudah rejoiced, because of your judgments, Lord. 9 For you, Lord, are most high above all the Eretz. You are exalted far above all gods. 10 You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his holy ones. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. 11 Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. 12 Be glad in the Lord, you righteous people. Give thanks to his holy name. Psalms 127. 1 Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman guards it in vain. 2 It is vain for you to rise up early, to stay up late, eating the bread of toil. For he gives sleep to his loved ones. 3 Behold, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. 4 As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of youth. 5 Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They won't be put to shame when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Proverbs 7. 1 My son, keep my words. Lay up my mitzvot within you. 2 Keep my mitzvot and live. Guard my teaching as the apple of your eye. 3 Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. 4 Tell wisdom, you are my sister. Call understanding your relative. 5 That they may keep you from the strange woman, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. 6 For at the window of my house, I looked forth through my lattice. 7 I saw among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. 8 Passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house. 9 In the twilight, in the evening of the day, in the middle of the night and in the darkness. 10 Behold, there a woman met him with the attire of a prostitute, and with crafty intent. 11 She is loud and defiant. Her feet don't stay in her house. 12 Now she is in the streets, now in the squares, and lurking at every corner. 13 So she caught him, and kissed him. With an impudent face she said to him, 14 Sacrifices of peace offerings are with me. This day I have paid my vows. 15 Therefore I came out to meet you, to diligently seek your face, and I have found you. 16 I have spread my couch with carpets of tapestry. With striped cloths of the yarn of Mitzrayim. 17 I have perfumed my bed with myrrh. Aloes, and cinnamon. 18 Come, let's take our fill of loving until the morning. Let's solace ourselves with loving. 19 For my husband isn't at home. He has gone on a long journey. 20 He has taken a bag of money with him. He will come home at the full moon. 21 With persuasive words, she led him astray. With the flattering of her lips, she seduced him. 22 He followed her immediately. As an ox goes to the slaughter. As a fool stepping into a noose. 23 Until an arrow strikes through his liver. As a bird hurries to the snare. And doesn't know that it will cost his life. 24 Now therefore, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. 25 Don't let your heart turn to her ways. Don't go astray in her paths. 26 For she has thrown down many wounded. Yes, all her slain are a mighty host. 27 Her house is the way to Sheol. Going down to the chambers of death. Old Testament, 2 Samuel 12 1-31. Nathan rebukes David. 12-1 The Lord sent Nathan to David. He came to him, and said to him, There were two men in one city, the one rich, and the other poor. 2 The rich man had very many flocks and herds. 3 But the poor man had nothing, except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and raised. It grew up together with him, and with his children. It ate of his own food, drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was to him like a daughter. 4 A traveler came to the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man who had come to him, but took the poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man who had come to him. 5 David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, As the Lord lives, the man who has done this is worthy to die. 6 He shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. 7 Nathan said to David, You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Sheol. 8 I gave you your master's house, and your master's wives into your bosom, and gave you the house of Yisrael and of Yehudah, and if that would have been too little, I would have added to you many more such things. 9 Why have you despised the word of the Lord, to do that which is evil in his sight? You have struck Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your wife, and have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. 10 Now therefore the sword will never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. 11 This is what the Lord says, Behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes, and give them to your neighbor, and he will lie with your wives in the sight of this son. 12 For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, and before the sun. 13 David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan said to David, The Lord also has put away your sin. You will not die. 14 However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the Lord's enemies to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die. 15 Nathan departed to his house. The Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it was very sick. 16 David therefore begged God for the child, and David fasted, and went in, and lay all night on the Eretz. 17 The Zakenim of his house arose, and stood, beside him, to raise him up from the Eretz, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. 18 It happened on the seventh day, that the child died. The servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spoke to him, and he didn't listen to our voice, how will he then vex himself, if we tell him that the child is dead? 19 But when David saw that his servants were whispering together, David perceived that the child was dead, and David said to his servants, Is the child dead? They said, He is dead. 20 Then David arose from the Eretz, and washed, and anointed himself, and changed his clothing, and he came into the house of the Lord, and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he ate. 21 Then said his servants to him, What thing is this that you have done? You did fast and weep for the child, while it was alive, but when the child was dead, you did rise and eat bread. 22 He said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who knows whether the Lord will not be gracious to me, that the child may live. 23 But now he is dead, why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me. 24 David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went into her, and lay with her, and she bore a son, and he called his name Shlomo. The Lord loved him. 25 And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he named him Yedidiah, for the Lord's sake. 26 Now Yoav fought against Rabbah the children of Ammon, and took the royal city. 27 Yoav sent messengers to David, and said, I have fought against Rabbah, yes, I have taken the city of waters. 28 Now therefore gather the rest of the people together, and encamp against the city, and take it, lest I take the city, and it be called after my name. 29 David gathered all the people together, and went to Rabbah, and fought against it, and took it. 30 He took the crown of their king from off his head, and the weight of it was a talent of gold, and, in it were, precious stones, and it was set on David's head. He brought forth the spoil of the city, exceeding much. 31 He brought forth the people who were therein, and put them under saws, and under harrows of iron, and under axes of iron, and made them pass through the brick kiln, and thus did he to all the cities of the children of Ammon. David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. New Testament, John 16 1-33. 16-1 These things have I spoken to you, so that you wouldn't be caused to stumble. 2 They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whoever kills you will think that he offers service to God. 3 They will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. 4 But I have told you these things, so that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I didn't tell you these things from the beginning, because I was with you. 5 But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? 6 But because I have told you these things, sorrow has filled your heart. 7 Nevertheless I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I don't go away, the Counselor won't come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. 8 When he has come, he will convict the world about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment. 9 About sin, because they don't believe in me. 10 About righteousness, because I am going to my Father, and you see me no more. 11 About judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged. 12 I have yet many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. 13 However when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak from himself, but whatever things he hears, he will speak. He will declare to you the things that are coming. 14 He will glorify me, for he will take from what is mine, and will declare it to you. 15 All things whatever the Father has are mine, therefore I said that he takes of mine, and will declare it to you. 16 A little while, and you will not see me. Again a little while, and you will see me. 17 Some of his Talmidim therefore said to one another, What is this that he says to us, a little while, and you won't see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and, because I go to the Father. 18 They said therefore, What is this that he says, a little while? We don't know what he is saying. 19 Therefore Yeshua perceived that they wanted to ask him, and he said to them, Do you inquire among yourselves concerning this, that I said, A little while, and you won't see me, and again a little while, and you will see me? 20 Most assuredly I tell you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. 21 A woman, when she gives birth, has sorrow, because her time has come. But when she has delivered the child, she doesn't remember the anguish anymore, for the joy that a human being is born into the world. 22 You therefore now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. 23 In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I tell you, whatever you may ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. 24 Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. 25 I have spoken these things to you in figures of speech. But the time comes when I will no more speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. 26 In that day you will ask in my name, and I don't say to you, that I will pray to the Father for you. 27 For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. 28 I came out from the Father, and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and go to the Father. 29 His Talmidim said to him, Behold, now you speak plainly, and speak no figures of speech. 30 Now we know that you know all things, and don't need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. 31 Yeshua answered them, Do you now believe? 32 Behold, the time comes, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, everyone to his own place, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. 33 I have told you these things, that in me you may have shalom. In the world you have oppression, but cheer up. I have overcome the world.